Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
It is an honor to have you on with us today, and let's just talk about one of the, to me, the saddest aspects of this whole coronavirus is the lack of sports, whether it's on television or the games we play, as coaches and kids, and this huge loss in our culture. Describe how this lends us to this overall feeling of depression, loneliness, and isolation in America.
Well, I think that following sports, being on a sports team, rooting for a team, is really one of the ways that we unite as Americans. It's part of the cohesiveness, really, that unites the country. I mean, I've loved sports ever since I was a kid, ever since I can remember when I was in Little League at 7, 8, 9 years old. And it wasn't because I was talented. Believe me, the old adage that you can't buy first base, I couldn't rent first base. But that didn't deter my love of baseball and other sports as well. And so I think it's one of the vocations, and certainly in many more, an avocation. It's something that becomes one of the great habits and one of the great things that we do.
Yeah.
And so there's a great vacuum, I think, in the heart of the country today.
Speaker and author Kurt Smith joining us on the Live Line. Kurt's written many books from politics to baseball, and we're talking about the lack of sports in the country right now. It's on pause for now, and for each of us, it's something we miss dearly. Some it's the basketball, others golf, hockey, whatever. For me, like you, it's baseball, that rite of spring. We kind of mark time by sports, don't we? When we don't have it, we sort of lose time.
I think we take it for granted. And I think that is true, whether it be a weekly sport like football or twice or thrice a week like basketball or hockey. I think the void, Bob, is more pronounced in baseball because it's a daily sport.
Yeah.
And because it's less an event than a fact of life. It's background music. It's a score that plays in our daily life. We can be listening to a game on radio in the car or in the backyard or watching it on television. And it's a friend. It's a companion. John Miller, the great voice formerly of ESPN and now of the San Francisco Giants, says that baseball is good company. We enjoy it, and it enhances our time. And I think that really defines it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I think that whenever there was a baseball strike by the players, we felt it keenly, and we feel it more keenly, I think, today.
Yeah, you know, and I heard other sports commentators say this, boy, I would hate to be a sports broadcaster right now. I mean, how do you fill your time? But I heard one sports broadcaster say this was a necessary distraction from the real world, and now we don't have that distraction, so it's hard for us to cope.
Well, by and large, it was a positive from the real world, which is often a negative.
Yeah.
And there's nothing positive about this, except for the gallantry and the valiance, I would suppose, of the average American in terms of how we've dealt with this.
Yeah.
I think that America has ennobled itself and shown a great deal of courage by how it's dealt with this. But except for that, this would be a case in which we could have dealt without that rather gladly. There's obviously no positive in the injury, the death, the separation, and the extraordinary tragedy of it all.
Yeah, so in the meantime, we improvise. They're showing professional athletes playing games of horse on ESPN. I saw them doing video games the other day. I got to watch the 2004 World Series again. So I say all that, you know, when it comes time to impart in the pun here, Monday morning quarterback this thing, and this, we're all living history here. Do you think we will look back at this time, this blip in history, and say, maybe we put too much of an emphasis on sports, Kurt, or do you think we will look back on this period and say, man, sports really matters? Which do you think it'll be?
Well, I don't know. I don't think we know because we don't know what damage this has done to the country, the traumatic damage to families, to the economy, the trauma that it's inflicted upon individuals and the family unit. We don't know that because we don't know the end game. We don't know when the country is going to come back, and we don't know the shape in which it's going to be, the condition, economic, spiritual. We don't know what this is going to do to the state of religion. Yeah. I hope it enhances it, because I think that in a state like this, we all turn to God, or should, because that's the one everlasting truth. But it's hard to think of that at times like this, when that seems ephemeral, and what exists around us is simply horror.
Well, I know you will second this. There will be no sweeter sound than when they finally say, play ball, play ball.
Well,
I cannot wait.
My former boss, George Herbert Walker Bush, often called those the two sweetest words in the English language, and who am I to argue with him?